This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you were here when I showed up at the office this morning, you heard about my harrowing tale of riding the bus and getting sat in front of somebody that, among everything else, I caught the worst smell that I could possibly imagine that grossed me out worse than a fart, worse than body odor. This man's hot breath was just rolling up into my nostrils every 90 seconds, and it was one of the most unpleasant experiences, and so I'm going to let out a little bit of rage here.
The men's room top 10.
It was disgusting.
The men's room top 10.
The top 10 offensive odors.
Smell it.
Imagine, if you will, a Pyrex dish filled with a delicious salad, romaine, kale, carrot, cabbage shavings, and the icing on the cake, a honey-glazed chunk of grilled salmon. Now imagine forgetting it. It was in the mini-fridge of my studio for months. When I pulled that container of what appears to be belched out of the bowels of hell out, what do? You wait till a Friday, check your surroundings, then launch that morphed puck of what was once considered food into the compost bin and walk away slowly. Death lingered in the air for hours that day, my friends. Positive Friday.
That is a true story.
Yeah, but he's the only one that comes in on Saturday, so he's still going to smell it.
So these are the top offensive odors. Anybody here, real quick, just the worst smell that you guys, the worst odor that you guys have experienced.
Old pee.
More than poop. Or whatever. You know, it's one thing to smell pee. It's another thing where if the pee, it smells like it's 3 days old. You'll smell it like in the summer, whatever, on the street. And it's, to me, that is worse than poop by 10 times.
I think it's just BO.
Okay, just straight body odor. Yeah.
Yeah, just sometimes, man, and like, I don't know how to describe it, but like, Miles never would, but if Miles came in and just was like, oh man, I forgot I had this sweatshirt in my car, you might be like, man, it's a little
funky. Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like people that have like BO, it just, I don't know, you can't get away from it.
No.
It's just,
no, it lingers for a while.
The smell of liver cooking. It is cooking. Just one of those things that it just, I, for whatever reason, man, I.
Because you can smell it.
It is awful to me.
God.
It is, and it permeates the entire house.
Mm-hmm. Honorable mentions here, they go with human and animal feces, bad fish, compost, and then sewer gas.
I will say this. If you ever boil like some chicken, don't throw out that water and then forget and leave town.
Don't
come back 4 days later.
Oh.
That is ripe.
It smells like somebody slaughtered someone in your house.
It was awful.
Mm-hmm. They start the top 10 with roadkill, and I'm assuming it's been there for a hot minute.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
You could always tell, you know, living out in Enumclaw, I don't get it so much anymore in my life, but living out in Enumclaw, you could always tell when somebody accidentally ran over a skunk.
But we lived out in the woods. We had a lot of skunks too, but honestly, I would rather a skunk get hit than like a raccoon. Because the skunk still smells like a skunk even when the skunk's alive, if it sprays. And you go, it's a skunk. when it's a raccoon or whatever, it's been sitting out there 4 or 5 days. Like, it just smells like death.
The human mouth shows up, and that's exactly why I'm where I'm at, because the human mouth smells disgusting. That's why we brush our teeth. That's why we have gum. That's why we have mints. That we have everything, because breath and your mouth is just disgusting. Floss your teeth, brush your mouth, hit it with some doggone mouthwash, and keep a doggone nose out for your foul-ass breath.
Yeah. I put, like, you ever get, like, a cyst or something and it starts leaking?
Oh, I've never gotten that before.
Not in my mouth, no.
No, but just...
Oh, just, yeah.
And you're just like, oh, God. Like, every time you change the bandage, it's like, that came out of my body?
Yes, yeah.
Skunks show up on the list. Wet dog shows up on the list.
I don't mind
that much.
Really?
No. If you live here...
I know, yeah, but I don't like it.
Your dog's going to be wet.
You don't,
but
like
it doesn't change whether or not I like something. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like getting punched in the face, but in my 20s, it happened a lot.
I don't like it, but I don't dislike it.
What, wet dog?
Yeah.
Oh, I dislike it.
You know what I mean? I took my dog out for a walk, like you said, or I bathed my dog, and now he smells all nasty. Like, mm-hmm. I'm used to it. I'm not grabbing it as a perfume by any means, but...
Wet dog.
I mean, wet dog does... I don't know. You smell it, but it's one of those things, too, where it's like... It's not, like, I'm like, all right, your dog's wet.
Rotten food.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you open up that Tupperware that's been in there a little too long.
Sometimes you know not to open it, but you do it because you're curious.
Yep.
You know damn well if you pull that lid back, it's going to be awful, and then you do it anyway. It's like when you find spoiled milk, and you need everyone else in your house to smell it with you.
Yes.
Does this smell bad to you? Does it smell bad to you?
This one is a sleeper. Stagnant water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You let that hose sit out a little too long, or maybe the problem, you get a puddle that just doesn't go anywhere.
But once you cause a ripple, all of the stink comes out. It's like, oh, just God. Yeah.
God. Methane gas expulsion.
Sure.
Farts, basically.
Yep. Sulfur. Wow. Yeah.
Right. Actually, no. Sulfur comes in at number two there, Miles. Hydrogen sulfide.
Okay.
That basically, that rotten egg smell
rotten
that
egg
you got.
Smell.
Which, you know, you realize that's what brimstone was, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what cracks me up. It's all about fire and brimstone. Like, you're not just burning. It also smells really bad.
Smells like ass.
Yeah.
That's a strip mine runoff. All the creeks smelled like that growing up.
Oh, yeah.
They're all orange. Just, I mean, nothing is alive near them. I mean, 5 feet on the bank, it's clear.
Right.
Oh, my
because
God.
The water is so, and it just smells
toxic.
Like rotten eggs.
Oh, my God.
Everything's covered in this orange slime.
God,
you don't even want to step. You don't even want to touch it.
No.
Of course not. Yes. No. And then this is the number one most offensive odor. Ted Smith, you nailed it, but with a little bit of a caveat. Not just body odor, but foot odor as well.
Mm. Yeah, feet, man. Something happens to them.
Especially a 12-year-old boy.
Oh,
yep.
My God. Teenage boys are the worst. So was I.
I know.
Putrid.
Yeah, it is brutal.
Every once in a while. My son, he showers every day. Like, he just does it. He is on it.
Attaboy.
But he'll also have his better door closed, man. And, like, you'll open the door to tell him something. And I'm like,
oh.
Is there a bucket of armpits under your bed? I mean, like, this is so thick. And so, like, open your window. It's cold outside. I do not care.
Right.
You
gotta
get,
man.
The stink needs to get out of your room, but it can't go into the hall. You know what I mean? Like, it
and
needs to stay
honestly,
here.
Man, there's no show socks. Like, put socks on
Wear
with
socks.
Your shoes, in the especially in the summer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You just ask him for it.